a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. If you wish to contact me, folks, you can do so at the Freedom Ministry at protonmail.com. The Freedom Ministry at protonmail.com. Questions, comments, insight, anything is welcome. Today's show, I'm going to point out to you, if it hasn't been made abundantly clear in your own lives, what's happening in our once great nation, America, and how they are redistributing the wealth overseas to Jewish wars and conquest of a new Jerusalem in the Ukraine, with their Greater Israel Project 2.0, and how they're doing it, and what they say about it. I want it to be abundantly clear. And yes, if you do these things, you'll be called an anti-Semite. Okay, but we're the Shemitic people. You're not a Gentile. They play the word games. They've done it since the beginning. That's why Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 44, and this is to the Pharisees, where they actually derive their religious heritage from, these same den of vipers, these Pharisees. This is Jesus. You are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you are wanting to do. He was a man killer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, for the truth is not in him. Whenever he may be speaking a lie, he's speaking of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. It's clear that Jesus did not consider the Pharisees to be Israelites or Adamic peoples, the children of God. Quite the opposite, right? If you are of your father, the devil, I'd say you're not a son of God. And that's another fallacy that these Jews and these Judaized pulpits would have you believe, that only Jesus was the son of God. Not true. Wasn't Adam the son of God? Huh. Interesting. Now, of course, Jesus was only the only one that was God in the flesh. Yes. But again, with the word games. And they want you to believe their Talmudic, Judaized lies. We're getting it from all fronts today. With the white hatred and abolishing whiteness. And giving the food and the fruits of the children of God to the dogs. It's all biblical, folks. All biblical. I'm going to read you the devotional before I play you a clip here about this migrant crisis and what's going on right here at home. Today is October 22nd, of course, on the Gregorian calendar. No matter what your circumstances may be, you can find joy in my presence. On some days, joy is generally strewn around your life path, glistening in the sunlight. On days like that, being content is as simple as breathing the next breath or taking the next step. Other days are overcast and gloomy. You feel the strain of the journey, which seems endless. Dull gray rocks greet your gaze and cause your feet to ache. Yet joy is still attainable. Search for it as for hidden treasure. Begin by remembering that I, God, Yahweh, have created this day. It is not a chance occurrence. Recall that I am present with you, whether you sense my presence or not. Then start talking with me about whatever is on your mind. Rejoice in the fact that I understand you perfectly, and I know exactly what you are experiencing. As you continue communicating with me, your mood will gradually lighten. Awareness of my marvelous companionship can infuse joy into the grayest day. And that devotional is derived from a few scriptures here. Psalms 21:6. For you are setting him for blessings for the future. You are exhilarating him with the rejoicing of your presence. Proverbs 2:4. If you seek it as for silver and search for it as for buried treasures. Colossians 1:16. For in him, God, is all created, that in the heavens and that on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or sovereignties or authorities, all is created through him and for him. Hear, hear. And this is from an article that my wife actually found and sent to me. My beautiful, faithful wife, a God-fearing woman. May you all be so lucky. The title of this article, and it's from IJR.com, Migrant Shelter in New York City Features Xboxes, TVs. Here's the report. This is by Savannah Rychik. It's from October 20th this year, just 2 days ago. And before I jump into the article, I want to play you a video that this is gotten from Twitter here, from the Post Millennial on Twitter. Take a listen to this. Tell me if it makes you feel warm and fuzzy inside, knowing how we're getting shafted.
You're a single adult man. You're going to come here to this facility starting tomorrow.
When migrants first walk in after intake, they will see a recreational room set up with rows of couches, TVs, Xboxes, and board games. There will also be a phone bank so migrants can connect with family in order to find more permanent housing.
We can do that in 24 hours, maybe even less. Many times, it's going to take longer than that. It could take days.
Next, there is a cafeteria that will provide migrants with 3 meals a day, and snacks, coffee, and tea will be available 24/7.
Those meals are all culturally appropriate. It is South American fare. The menu rotates on a regular basis.
South American fare. What are we going to have, chefs, you know, from the Cordon Bleu? It's amazing to me. Amazing. With inflation, with the impossible rent, the that you cannot attain to pay, and yet they're flooding this nation with immigrants, illegals, and they have Xboxes. Here's the article. A migrant shelter in New York City reportedly features Xboxes and TVs. If you're a single adult man, you're going to come here to this facility starting tomorrow, Dr. Ted Long, a senior vice president of New York City Health and Hospital, said, ahead of the opening of the Randall's Island Humanitarian Emergency Response and Relief Center. Fox 5 reported on the opening. Quote, when migrants first walk in after intake, they will see a recreational room set up with rows of couches, TVs, Xboxes, and board games. There will also be a phone bank so migrants can connect with family in order to find permanent housing, the reporter exclaimed. Commenting on finding migrants more permanent housing, Long explained, we can do that in 24 hours, maybe even less. Where's your house? Where's my house? Right? I don't even want a freaking Xbox. Just want a home. He added, many times it's going to take longer than that. It could take days. Oh, not days. Let's get these migrants housing quicker than that. Within the hour, of course. The reporter explained the cafeteria will provide migrants with three meals a day. Snacks, coffee, and tea will be available 24/7. And we're not going to see crime hike up in the city, right? The raping of our women, murder. We're not going to see any of that. These people are very, very grateful, aren't they? No, it's just like Jesus said. Our food is not to be given as table scraps to the dogs. We must feed the children first. We're not getting fed first. They're being told, and when I say they're being told, I'm talking about Joe Q Public is being told that the whiteness must be abolished. They're teaching your children in the public school system that your whiteness must be abolished and that you're inherently evil. Everything's turned on its head. It's all reversed. Emergency Management Commissioner Zachary Iskel claims the meals are all culturally appropriate. Man, we don't want to just give them hot dogs and pizza. It's got to be South American cuisine. He continued, it is South American fare. The menu rotates on a regular basis. I think you should just give them meal vouchers to the city's finest dining and have them go shoulder to shoulder with the hoi polloi. But they won't do that, will they? No. Not where they frequent. Oh, no. Additionally, the outlet noted, the site also has laundry services, showers, and lockers for migrants to store their belongings. The report comes just weeks after Mayor Eric Adams declared a state of emergency amid the city's migrant crisis. Who's allowing the quote-unquote migrant crisis, Mr. Mayor Eric Adams? Do you have any say? Or did you just open the floodgates with a smile on your face? I think the latter. We now have a situation where more people are arriving in New York City than we can immediately accommodate, including families with babies and young children, Adams said at the time. He added, once the asylum seekers from today's buses are provided shelter, we would surpass the highest number of people in recorded history in our city's shelter system. Adams claimed more than 17,000 asylum seekers have arrived in New York City from the southern border since April 2022. What else happened in April of this year, 2022? What else happened? Well, here's a little tidbit. An article from MSN, April 21st, 2022, where President Joe Biden announced an additional $800 million package in military assistance to Ukraine. And of course, as we know now, they approved a $47 billion aid package to the Ukraine. The reason I bring up this article is because they play their word games and they do their little signaling to their own. Biden said the new aid package will include heavy artillery weapons, dozens of howitzers, and 144,000 rounds of ammunition to go with those howitzers, as well as tactical drones. Where do you think they got that number from? 144,000. My friends familiar with the Bible, my brothers in Yahweh, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, they mock us. It's for the Chosenites, who they consider to be the Chosenites. It's for the Edomites and the Canaanites. And those who call themselves Judahites, but are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Revelation 2:9, echoed again in Revelation 3:9. Jesus warned us. He came and he threw the money changers out of his father's temple because they turned it into a den of thieves and vipers, a brood of vipers. This is where they get their heritage from. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, those of Herod's court. And King Herod, of course, was an Edomite. Judas Iscariot was an Edomite. This is their heritage of Esau, Edom. They are not of Israel. And today, with the way things are going, they're pushing all of their resources and their energy into the New Jerusalem, or Israel 2.0, in Ukraine. That's exactly what's going on. Why do you think they'd funnel all this money, all these resources, and use all the media might that they have at their disposal through their Hasbara rats and Unit 8200 and their Talpiot system? Everything. It's all on cue. They're all on message. Ukraine, Ukraine, big bad Russia, the bear. Want to know something also? If you didn't figure it out, the people that run Russia are the rich Jewish oligarchs. So whether you support Russia or Ukraine, you're supporting these oligarchs. You're supporting the New Jerusalem or the Greater Israel Project 2.0. And meanwhile, at home, we're giving our food to the dogs. And we're giving our resources to migrants. Did they build this nation? No, they didn't. We'll take our first caller, John in Tennessee on line one. How are you, John?
I'm doing well, Chris. You know, how do you think this deal in New York, how do you think the homeless in New York are going to react to illegals being provided for? This is a not only a recipe for disaster. This is I can't even articulate. I cannot even.
Let me hold you over,
words.
John. We have our first break. I'm going to hold you over.
Okay.
Be right back, guys. Stay tuned.
Have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Happy Columbus Day. I'm Peter Serafine, and this is today's Liberty Minute. Yes, I said Columbus Day. Christopher Columbus challenged the science of his time and was right. He did not fall off the edge of a flat earth. Instead, he charted the path to the New World, a pioneer worth celebrating. Columbus's daring journey into the unknown should be recognized as proof that science is never settled. Science should always be questioned and challenged, and anyone who says that the science is settled clearly does not understand the basic principles of science itself. Facts can only maintain their factual status if they are routinely questioned and challenged. To be fair, the indigenous people of the Americas deserve celebration too. Maybe there should be a National Indigenous Peoples Day, but it should not replace Columbus Day. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
We are back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer, and we're talking with John from Tennessee. You're on the air, John. Go ahead.
Okay. Chris, according to the New York Times, there's over 230 homeless camps where people sleep outside of the shelter system. There's over 50,000 in the shelter system in New York City, and I'm certain that they don't get ethnically correct food, Xbox, and all the rest. You know, this is clearly designed to cause division, you know, united we stand, divided we fall, all of that. And they're already breaking our financial system. So anyway, one of the reasons that I called, Chris, I wanted to get your take, if you don't mind. It's been in the news the last few days. There's a couple rabbis in Israel that claim that they're having talks with the Messiah. I'd like to get your take on that. You know, they're looking for the first coming of the Messiah. So, if they are talking with the Messiah, who might he be? I'd like to get your comment.
Okay.
And I don't mean specifically the man's name, but, you know, myself, yeah. It would be the appearance of the man of sin.
Yes, absolutely. And I, unfortunately, right now, I've had to make my BitChute channel private or invisible, if you will, so that content's not viewable. Hopefully that'll change in the near future. But I put up a video maybe a year and a half ago when they supposedly spotted who they consider their Messiah or Moshiach in Jerusalem. And there's a video of all the religious leaders in the area over there greeting him, kissing his hand, kissing the ring, if you will. And it's all fake. They're all living in the material world. Everything's material. It's not spiritual. It's not of God. And it is Antichrist. It's absolutely Antichrist. And I have no doubt that's what it is now.
All right. Well, I do appreciate what you do. I found you recently, probably in the last month or so. I do enjoy listening because you bring a lot of information, I think, for the most part. Christians in this country have listened to ministers who are teaching the traditions of men. They're taking the word of a man and denying the word of God. So that's a dangerous place to be in, just as an example.
Yes.
I've got a man that I've known over 50 years that's a pastor of a church now, and I was talking to him about Genesis 6, and he said, well, yeah, I believe the Bible's true, but I'm going to go with Brother So-and-so, going exactly against the Genesis 6 narrative, the problem in Genesis 3, around verse 15. People don't understand. And it's such a hard paradigm to shift or to come out of that they're afraid they're going to lose the congregation for telling the truth. And that's part of the problem. If you understand Genesis 6, then you can understand the rest of the Old Testament, why they were told to kill them all, men, women, children, animals, why Samuel was upset when Saul came back and said, Saul, just go sit down, I'll take care of this. And he hacked the king. There's a reason for it, folks, and we need to come to the knowledge of the truth in Christ and the rest of the Bible. It's like turning the light on. So thank you again, Chris.
Oh, thank you for calling, John. God bless you, brother. Keep
Bye-bye.
Listening. Appreciate it. Yeah, we got to get back to basics, folks. Back to Scripture. Back to what Father says. And we get to the Father through his Son, our Redeemer, our salvation, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. It's very clear, as long as you read Scripture for yourself with a concordance, with the right translations, and it becomes very apparent. You'll have those moments that I've had, my wife's had. My daughter has brought gems to my knowledge, the wisdom of babes, where you're like, aha, and it's just, wow, thank you, Father. They are gems. I'm learning every day. Every day. And exactly what it says is happening and will happen in our Scripture is happening all around us. And the solution? Go to God. Trust in God. Put your faith in God. And you have nothing to fear. And with Israel and their Moshiach, they got red heifers, they're trying to build the third temple, all that stuff. It's all material nonsense for the synagogue of Satan, for their master, their father, Satan. As I read earlier from John chapter 8, 44, they are their father, the devil, a man killer from the beginning, the father of lies. So all they will do is lie, cheat, murder, and steal. That's what they know. That's in their DNA. We have the light of God in our DNA. This is a quote from Benjamin Netanyahu. In the early 90s in Fink's Bar. Quote, if we get caught, they will just replace us with persons of the same cloth. So it doesn't matter what you do. America is a golden calf, and we will suck it dry, chop it up, and sell it off piece by piece until there is nothing left but the world's biggest welfare state that we will create and control. Why? Because it is the will of God. And America is big enough to take the hit, so we can do it again and again and again. This is what we do to countries that we hate. We destroy them very slowly and make them suffer for refusing to be our slaves. For refusing to be our slaves. Did you know that that's what the friendly Jew next door thinks of you? Probably not, right? But it's true. It's very, very true. The quotes are all out there for those with eyes to see and ears to hear. Is there a white genocide? Well, 1950 to the year 2000, open borders and mass non-white immigration for white countries. 2000 to 2050, they're going to legally enforce diversity, meaning no area can be too white. Future projections, 2050 to 2070, white minority predicted in many majority white countries. It sure looks like someone wants to get rid of us. Diversity is a code for white genocide. White genocide. How about a quote from Susan Sontag, an Edomite, a Jew? The truth is that Mozart, Pascal, Boolean algebra, Shakespeare, parliamentary government, Baroque churches, Newton, the emancipation of women, Kant, Marx, and Balanchine ballets don't redeem what this particular civilization has wrought upon the world. The white race is the cancer of human history. And you can't forget Professor Noel Ignatieff of Harvard, who said, quote, the goal of abolishing the white race is, on its face, so desirable that some may find it hard to believe that it could incur any opposition other than from committed white supremacists. Make no mistake about it, we intend to keep bashing the dead white males and the live ones, and the females too, until the social construct known as the white race, is destroyed. And how about David Cameron from over the pond there in Britain? Quote, people often ask me why I am racially genociding the indigenous white British people with mass third world refugees and immigrants. And I tell them, because it's good for Jews. Oh, really, David Cameron? Tell me how you really feel. Then we have the Rabbi Baruch Efrati, quoted in 2012, quote, Jews should rejoice at the fact that Christian Europe is losing its identity as a punishment for what it did to us for the hundreds of years were in exile there. And now Europe is losing its identity in favor of another people and another religion. Even if we are in a major war with the region's Arabs over the land of Israel, Islam is still much better as a Gentile culture than Christianity. And they're even losing that front over in Israel. And that's why they rebooted with their Israel 2.0 in Ukraine and that region. Then you have Rabbi Rav Tuto from 2013 quoted, quote, the Messiah will come when Edom, Europe, Christianity has totally fallen. So I ask you, is it good news that Muslims are coming to Europe? It's excellent news. It means the coming of the Messiah, Moshiach. Excellent news. And they falsely claim that we are Edom when they are the Edomites. They are Esau Edom, not us. They are of the Amalekites or Amalek, not us. They lie. They are decreed to lie in their Talmud. I've read it on air many times. Many, many times. The quotes are all there. How about from Abe Foxman, the prior ADL chairman? Quote, I speak of the death of the white race. Anti-Defamation League, folks, right? The death of the white race. The complete removal of all means of reproduction of the so-called Aryan race. Men, we now control the destiny of this race. It is now time to make sure the white race becomes extinct through miscegenation and having a virtually zero birth rate. We have all enjoyed the vision repeated all over this world every day of the last white children playing with little dark children and knowing that they are being set up for their eventual destruction. We can ruin the ancient pure bloodline of an Aryan child by convincing him or her of the altruism of begetting interracial children. We must expose the race mixing of the urban centers to the suburbs and rural areas of this country. More aggressive programs to integrate these areas are now underway through HUD. HUD, Housing and Urban Development Program. It is worth any price to annihilate the next generation of white children. We want every white father to feel the sting of having their children marry colored males and produce biracial children. The Anti-Defamation League's last chairman, Abe Boxman, folks. This is what's happening right here in America. And then they are redistributing the wealth overseas to Israel, which we've been doing for decades upon decades upon decades. And of course, funneling all the aid to the Ukraine, which is their new Greater Israel Project 2.0, or their new Jerusalem. It's all by design. I'm going to read you another article that goes right in line with everything that I'm talking about now. From the late Pastor Bertrand L. Comparé, The Complete Works of Bertrand Comparé, the PDF. It's the article titled, The Great Masquerade. The Great Masquerade. The whole Bible is the history of conflict between our God and the rebel, Satan, also carried on between their children. Didn't you know that they both had children? Oh yes, I do mean children. Not merely followers. If you don't know this, you should read your Bible more carefully. Luke 3:38 tells us that Adam was the son of God, and surely you know that Adam had children and descendants down through our own generations. In many other places, God refers to his children. For just a few of these, consider Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 19. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And again, in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 6, I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 11, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me of things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands. Command ye me. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. In the New Testament, we read in John chapter 11, verses 51 through 52. He prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but also that he should gather together the children of God that were scattered abroad. Paul in Romans chapter 8, 14 and 16 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. As to the children of Satan, this is also affirmed in the Bible from beginning to end. First in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, where God tells Satan, quote, "I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed." Between thy seed and her seed. Two seed lines, folks. The same Hebrew word for seed or descendants is used in both instances. So Satan is to have just as literal seed or children as the woman Eve. Jesus Christ himself affirmed this several times. For example, in Matthew chapter 13, 38 through 39, where he said, "The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil." End quote. In John chapter 6, verse 70 and 71, Jesus said to his 12 disciples, quote, "Have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" Again, very carefully, read John chapter 8, verses 31 through 55, where Jesus said to these people, "I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father." They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. Ye do the deeds of your father. They tried to masquerade as God's children, like they do today, but they couldn't deceive him. They said, quote, "We have one Father, even God." Jesus said unto them, quote, "If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God, yet ye have not known him." End quote. And you could just mic drop, you know? What more do you need to hear? Jesus was not using vulgarly abusive language to them. He was stating a biological fact with scientific accuracy. Paul also does not hesitate to identify certain people as the children of the devil, meeting one in Acts 13, 6 through 10. And I'm not a big fan of Paul, but even he plainly called him, "Thou child of the devil." Acts 13, 6 through 10. In the thousands of years of this conflict, whenever we have remembered that we are the children of God, remained loyal to him, and remembered that God himself put enmity between his children and Satan's children, we have had prosperity and high civilization with very little crime. Is that what we see today, folks? No. The wars which the wicked started against us ended quickly with tremendous victories in our favor. Satan's tactics have always been the same down through the ages. First, he tries to crush us by force, as the Bible records many times, and as we saw a few years ago in Japan's treacherous attack upon us. And this was written after Pearl Harbor, okay? But these attacks always fail when we remember who we are and who they are and act accordingly. Then Satan tries another method. Since God has given us the victory, whenever we remember that we are his children and have nothing to do with the children and the ways of Satan, the only way to conquer and enslave or destroy us is to make us forget this division between the children of God and the children of Satan. Get us all mixed together so our ways will be corrupted with theirs. Our children will learn their evil. Our government will be controlled by their power. And they will make us enemies of God like themselves. Only when we are in rebellion against God, and therefore do not receive his help, can Satan and his children hope to destroy us. We were warned of this, as of all other dangers. In Deuteronomy 7, 2 through 4, we got the first warning. Quote, "Thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Neither shalt thou make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son. For they will turn away thy son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy thee suddenly. But we have allowed them to enter our land in great numbers. Multitudes of them were admitted illegally under the Roosevelt administration. And up to today, we have allowed them to take control over our commerce, our government, our schools. And now they who hate our God are even laying hands on our churches." Look at the pulpits today, folks. We have prostitutes at the pulpits, whores of Babylon. They're Judaizing the temples all over the land. God warned us not to allow them in the land. Quote, "For they will turn away thy son from following me," end quote. They have done this. Their organizations have made such a bitter fight against any mention of the name Jesus Christ in our schools that many school boards have yielded to their pressure. Look at today, folks, with the LGBTQ, PZB, whatever, right? It has gotten so wicked, perverse, depraved, debauched. It is truly dark. They're teaching homosexual sex acts in elementary school. Wake up. They have sometimes been able to put some of their own people into public office, where they have ruled officially that we cannot even read one verse from the Bible in our schools because it offends them. But they're reading Tommy and Tommy and how to give handies and blowjobs in school. And if this offends you, it should. It offends me. It's disgusting. That's why we homeschool ours. Our children are not allowed to hear the name of God in our schools, and now even our churches are being infiltrated and corrupted in the same way. Under the guise of interfaith movements, supposedly Christian ministers have been induced to bring into their pulpits those whose official doctrine calls our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, a liar and a fraud. That's the Talmudic doctrine. To avoid offending these people, supposedly Christian ministers carefully avoid preaching anything from the Gospel of John. They practically deny their Savior to please his enemies. That's ecumenism, folks. The Universal Church, the Catholic Church, and their Pope, the quote-unquote Vicar of Christ, another Antichrist devil. And what does he wear on his head? Remind me, what does he wear on his head, folks? Oh, yeah, the Jew cap, the yarmulke. They make it plain if you only have eyes to see. So our children, who cannot hear the name of our God in school, often cannot hear it in their churches either. The evil of which God warned us has come upon us. How are Satan's children able to do this? By a great masquerade in which they pretend to be God's children and have corrupted most of our clergymen until these no longer tell us who we are. We received warning of this also, if we would only heed it, in 2 Corinthians 11:13 through 15, where it says, quote, "Such men are sham apostles, dishonest workmen, masquerading as apostles of Christ. No wonder, even as himself Satan masquerades as a shining angel, so it is nothing strange if his servants also masquerade as servants of uprightness. But their doom will fit their actions. So we are told by them that these people are God's chosen, that they must be helped to invade and steal other people's land, and that our own institutions must be changed so as not to offend them, and that our churches must abandon him in order to have fellowship with them. But God warned us not to have fellowship with devils. All masquerades must reach an end, and this one is almost finished. It has nearly succeeded in bringing us to destruction. But God will save us because we are his children. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return after the break. Stay tuned.
As normal, no more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. Just wrapping up an article from the late Pastor Bertrand L. Comparé, The Complete Works of Bertrand Comparé, the PDF. This is the last paragraph here. The Great Masquerade. God will save us because we are his children. Though most of us have forgotten our identity, he has not forgotten. Masks will be removed and our true identity revealed. In Isaiah 51, 1 through 2, God has told us, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock from whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit from whence ye are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bore you." End quote. That is, look to your ancestry. It's always been racial. Got to get over that. Recognize that you are Israel, God's children. The Germanic, Celtic, Anglo-Saxon, Scandinavian, Teutonic peoples. Stop masquerading as Gentiles. Tear the mask off Satan's children who masquerade as you. They are not you. They never were you. They've been lying because they are of their father, the devil, the father of lies, a man killer from the beginning. And of course, Jesus warned us in Revelation 2:9, "I am aware of your acts in affliction and poverty, but you are rich, and the calumny of those saying that they themselves are Judahites, and they are not, but are a synagogue of Satan." They have lied, folks, and continue to lie. While our nation is imploded from within. It's just become too much. And to remain silent is to be complicit. Do you want your children to die out? Is it so bad to want to have grandchildren that look and resemble you, share your values, your heritage, your culture? They profess that everyone else should have that and must have that. They're even codifying it into law. But the opposite does not hold true. There lies the problem. Because it's wicked. And it's been the age-old war of good versus evil. The two seed lines. God's seed and Satan's seed. God's seed and Satan's seed. And I know we're about to go to a break, and I'll hold you over, but I'll take the next caller, Andy in Texas. You're on the air, Andy.
Hey, so Chris, I really appreciate you taking my call. You know, you were talking about we don't understand our identity.
I got to hold you over. I'm sorry. I didn't know all we right. were that close. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us, Andy. Be right back.
Without permission, use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.